JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody can suck it.
I mentioned that Tony, the guy that won the contest, he did lie to his dad, Henry. He did take the pills.
Right. Okay.
And Henry's not really pissed.
Henry kind of understands his son had a problem.
$1,000 for the dad. And the son, Tony's going to get the tickets to see our buddy Frank Caliendo at the Borgata in Atlantic City next Friday, along with tickets to the show, room and dinner at Borgata.com.
Very good.
Thank you, Borgata.
Borgata.
And now let's get a real quick look, and I do mean quick, look at the news. Here's our friend Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The man once accused of plotting to kidnap David Letterman's son has been captured after his escape from prison. The accomplice is still on the run.
Good.
The wife of evangelist Billy Graham has slipped into a coma. Ruth Graham's been ill for some time now. It just got a little harder for crazy people to buy guns. Inspired by the Virginia Tech shooting, the House today okayed a national instant criminal background system check. With the support of the NRA, it's expected to become law.
Good.
Despite a denial from the White House, YouTube video shows that while visiting Albania, the president's wristwatch either fell off or was stolen off his arm by someone in the crowd of well-wishers.
Ah, the plot thickens.
The Ford Motor Company says it approved the use of its flagship SUV, the Expedition, to crush the head of mobster Phil Leotardo on The Sopranos finale.
You know, I had wondered about that because there was such product placement with that Ford logo.
But it wasn't a product placement ad. They did give their permission, but they didn't pay for it.
All right.
And even though Bob Barker's last show hasn't aired yet, he's already volunteering to make a comeback. Barker says the show's having a hard time finding a replacement and that he'd be willing to come back for a few months if they need him.
Oh, you're kidding me. No. You've got to get him back on the phone tomorrow, Rob.
And finally, have you ever had sex, not because you felt passionate, but because you thought you needed to for your partner's sake?
Oh, for my partner's sake? No, never.
A new survey shows 61% of us have had relations when we weren't in the mood.
Why would I think about my partner, Buzz?
Because we feel obligated. And it's not just women. 58% of men say they've done it, too. Survey found that rich people are the most likely to simply fulfill their marital obligations. Highly educated people are also highly susceptible to obligatory sex. So are redheads for some reason. Astrologically, the study found that Virgos are more likely to give it up when they're not in the mood simply because they feel they should.
I'm a Virgo, but then again, sexually, I'm very selfish.
Gotta go. I've got stuff to do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Guys, it's just a joke.
That's it. We got to go, Vito.
Okay.
See you tomorrow with a new episode of Rent-A-Lane. Thank you, everybody. Good day to you,
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, you, Vito.
Yeah.
Your kid stepped in it.
Hey, Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.